Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning June 21st, Monday, and ending on Sunday, June 27th. We have quite a lot of things happening during this week that begins the day after our solstice. We'll have Mercury going direct, a full moon in Capricorn, Neptune retrograding, and Venus entering Leo. So get ready for some shifts of energy. And we'll begin looking here on Monday at a Scorpio moon that has been on a little bit of a rough ride, as it will be because of the energies right now of Mars in Leo and Saturn and Uranus and Taurus. The last of those difficult aspects took place at 6.02 a.m. Eastern Time, which was Moon in Scorpio opposing Uranus and Taurus there. And so we pretty much will be waking up with those over and into a very positive day on Monday. Venus begins the day in Cancer trine retrograde, well, it's not retrograde yet, trine Neptune in Pisces at 9:57 a.m. Wow. You know, people will be wearing a lot of the rose-colored glasses that we used to call the expression for people who are seeing things looking much better than they may actually be. But it is a beautiful energy if you are looking at something like nature or, you know, art or a loved one. You know, there is this beautiful, creative, and loving and nurturing energy with Moon in Cancer, trine Neptune in Pisces. The Moon is also going to increase and enhance that, because Moon in Scorpio is moving to trine Neptune in Pisces exact at 9:57 p.m. That's the aspect for the day in Eastern Time. And this is your powerhouse psychic energy. So if you need to receive some messages, this is a great time to do that. And again, very creative as well. But we go on and we get the Moon's trine to Venus in Cancer at 11:01 p.m. So this is why I say it enhances and continues and augments the early trine of Venus to Neptune. The Moon is also connecting by aspect to those two right after. So this is where you can have some very loving expressions. Pisces with Neptune as the psychic energy, Cancer with Scorpio, this is a different type of feeling space for the Scorpio, which isn't really one that is considered very nurturing necessarily. But here we may have a soothing of some of the turbulent energies that Moon in Scorpio can be having, even unbeknownst to itself. So Venus does her good work here. And then Moon in Scorpio, sextile retrograde, Pluto in Capricorn is the last aspect, and that comes in at 2:43 a.m. on Tuesday. So this is a little bit of a grounding and a positive review time. If you were on the West Coast, you still have that before bed, you know. So, but others who are going to bed after 11:01 p.m. in the Eastern time zone can find themselves doing some good review and getting some good ideas. And since we are in the second quarter of the moon, we are working towards goals. We're coming to a full moon on Thursday, so this review could be helpful. It may show us some places we need to shift around a little in order to achieve what we want. On Tuesday, the moon enters Sagittarius at 8:55 a.m. and goes to a square to newly retrograde Jupiter in Pisces until 12:26 p.m. Eastern. Well, Jupiter rules both Pisces as the old ruler of Pisces and Sagittarius. So we've got a partial reception here, which means there's less conflict, but the fiery Sag moon wants to go and get something achieved in terms of either knowledge or movement, whereas Jupiter in Pisces is a little bit hard to pin down, let's put it that way, and maybe expanding over much, and also in a way that is feelings, and maybe feelings of victimization. We may be seeing that in the world news. Mercury goes direct in Gemini at 6 p.m. Oh, hear the bells ring. Well, you know, this means that that Monday and most of Tuesday, really, is stationary Mercury. So be very aware of people being completely disconnected from thinking in certain ways, like when they're driving or other forms of navigation, and that's for you too, so that you're aware, more aware than usual. As I say always, those stationary moments are worse than the retrograde moving, at least, Mercury. But what's going to happen is that Mercury's direct is going to be felt mainly by the Gemini and the Virgo, or those with Gemini or Virgo ascendants, as a quickening, a movement inside themselves. And that Mercury, again, I say this to tell you all the time, does not get up to speed. It's going forward, but for, let's see, until the 27th, it's not getting off the degree of 16 degrees, which is meaning it's really not moving very much. And it really takes till the 29th before it gets up to its normal daily speed. So be aware of that. And, you know, I'll see a lot of things like, is Mercury still retrograde? No, it's not, but it's just not moving very fast. And we want that mind to be quick and moving, and yeah, it won't be quite that way. And it's really July 2nd when it comes out of the retrograde degrees also. So we're still pondering a bit. So moving forward on your important decisions or purchases, it might be better to wait till after the 2nd, as you're already starting to see things from a different perspective, as literally Mercury is not in the same place, elevation-wise, as it was before or during the retrograde motion. So we are literally seeing things from a different point of view. All right, so, but we are happy to know that Mercury is direct, because this really is that retrograde cycle of outer planets, and we could use a little direct motion, and it will be Mercury's next retrograde in late September. So we've got a period, nice period of time to start moving forward. And Moon in Sagittarius is certainly moving forward after that square to Jupiter as it goes into trine with Mars in Leo until 8:17 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. So this is the adventure duo. You know, let's go out there and have some fun. Well, that's also very sports-worthy. People may want to be doing some kind of activity that involves that kind of thing. We have to remember, with that Mars in Leo, that overheating potential. And we also may be starting to plot and plan some trips or adventures for the future. This can also be a stimulating time for entertainment as well, and it can be romance also, if you're in that mode. So after 8:17 p.m. on Tuesday, we have the moon in Sag sextile the retrograde Saturn in Aquarius energy until 5:25 a.m. So we are rethinking the methods, regulations, obstacles that we've had about goals or issues with friends or group affiliations. And we're getting some good perspective also from the moon in Sagittarius. Overnight, the sun in Cancer has gone into trine Jupiter and Pisces. That should have brought some very uplifting, interesting, expansive dreams. And we wake up with moon in Sagittarius actually going opposition Mercury, newly direct Mercury, at 10:50 a.m. So here's the difference between trying to see the forest and someone pointing out all the trees and actually wanting to tell you their names as well. That's the Gemini energy. So it's hard to get in alignment in the morning with conversations and such. And actually, Wednesday is a pretty much of a wash of a day, unfortunately, because we've got Venus's opposition to Pluto in until 7:39 p.m. So your needs for your value and focus on the nurturing Cancer energies is not going to be met with any helpful energy from Pluto, who may be, you know, if you were going to a bankman wanting something for the home itself, this isn't the day to approach. Bad day for that. Plus, you've just come off an opposition to Mercury, and then you're in the moon in Sag squaring Neptune until 10:09 p.m. So everything's a muddle, and it's confused. And if you don't have to, don't. That's my motto on days like that. And so the moon at least goes void of course after this, and you can have a little while of just the freedom. Sagittarius moon will enjoy that. And we have the moon enter Capricorn at 9:05 a.m. on Thursday, the 24th Eastern. And we have that going into a sextile to Jupiter in Pisces until 12:33 p.m. And that is a nice, gentle, optimistic, uplifting energy that may make Capricorn have more of a sense of compassion than Capricorn usually does, isn't focused in that realm so much. And the moon is going to go immediately now into the full moon as it opposes the sun in Cancer at 2:40 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. All right, well, this, I must tell you, looking at it, for the moon and the sun is a polarity, of course, and it is between the instinctive moon response and immediate response to the environment that focuses on the need for structure, caution, and to be recognized as the authority. And have some respect, please, for the moon in Capricorn. And this is opposing our conscious, expressive, creative self in Cancer, which is the opposite sign of the Capricorn moon and is actually the sign of the moon, Cancer. The sun is there, which isn't the strongest place for the sun. It's in water, you know, fire into water, right? But it just is a place where we're going to feel a lot more sentimentality. and a need to be in control of the home and the family, being the authority there. And, you know, this is also, Cancer is the sign of the people of a nation, all the people. So the home, the big home, is the country, right? So there is this focus there, which comes in every year, interestingly, before we have our 4th of July holiday in the United States, patriotic holiday. So this conflict isn't easily resolved, but we have Jupiter in Pisces. It is retrograde, but it is sextile, both the moon and the sun. And it's basically the only aspect to that polarity. So it's possible that we can come to more of an agreement and less of a concern about who is the authority. And just be more compassionate to each other. However, what we do have in this chart, and it's moving forward to create, are those two planets that just had their exact square. That was retrograde Saturn square Uranus and Taurus. So we've had another blast of challenge between, you know, we're going to progress into something different and possibly a helpful change for the future, and those resisting it and wanting to maintain the status quo. What's forming, what's starting to form and is in aspect in our full moon chart is Mars in Leo getting very close within 4 degrees to the opposition to Saturn and the square to Pluto. And this is showing us some of that volatility that can be in as we unfortunately go into that patriotic holiday weekend in this country. So if we can overcome the divisions, I don't know. It's something we're going to have to observe, but we might take the stance of seeing healing take place. Jupiter in Pisces would also be a very powerful physician on the emotional and sensing levels. So we might want to take that full moon as a time to send out that thought of healing and of compassion and being able to reconnect to the connection between all things. We still have the echoes of the Pluto-Venus opposition, but Neptune is also the Pisces planet here, helping out with still feeling the energy of the trine from Venus and the sextile that it is making to Pluto. So again, we're looking for how we can resolve those oppositions and deal with some of that energy that's building that could be very volatile, with Mars and Leo coming to make those aspects to Saturn and Uranus square, by going into the Pisces mode, which is feelings and compassion and connection, as we're all in the fishbowl, connected by the water together. So this is really basically what I would want to say in terms of that full moon. And as we move on, Capricorn Moon is going into a trine to Uranus and Taurus. that will complete at 7:04 a.m. on Friday the 25th. So after the full moon, this Capricorn can start looking at some of the new ways, Capricorn moon, of dealing with things such as finance, real estate, and, you know, personal possessions. Maybe there are some electronic devices that need to be looked at now, and Mercury is direct, or some methods that need to change. And Capricorn moon is entertaining that. Friday, the 25th, we have the retrograde of Neptune at 3:21 p.m. And this is while the moon in Capricorn is going sextile Neptune at 10:51 p.m. So even as it's happening, the retrograde motion begins. And that is the internalization, of course, of the planetary energy. And that, with Neptune going internal, is really a boon for the spiritual work, if you happen to be involved, and the creative work, but could be rather difficult if you are dealing with very powerful and negative feelings or behaviors. It's the time where, again, the internal focus is going to either be used to progress, or it will be too much energy there. And also the secrets and the toxicities may be harder to discern, when the retrograde Neptune is happening. But it's also a time when sometimes those secrets and toxicities are revealed. So we will stay tuned for that. That is going to be a time when also the Pisces people who've already had Jupiter, their old ruler, go retrograde, are going to have their new ruler retrograde. So Pisces and Pisces rising people are going to have a bit of a problem there. And we will be having a slowdown for those issues that are about the house that has the retrograde in the house, and also Pisces on the cusp. And we will have this retrograde energy until the first day of December. So wherever that house is, just make your little notes here. Oh, I was thinking I was going to be able to this or that by then. No, you won't possibly be achieving your goal at that point, but don't let go of the goal, because it's just a matter of retrograde. All right, and when Neptune goes direct, you know, if you've been using the time of the Neptune retrograde to go in to get your messages, to develop your self-awareness and your creative visions, and that will be coming forward on December 1st and help with the affairs of that house. You know, sometimes there is divine timing, which is what we could see with Neptune, and it's not always our timing, right? So, retrograde Neptune, but a beautiful, soft, gentle, compassionate energy with Moon in Capricorn sextile Neptune in Pisces until 10:51 p.m. Friday for Eastern Time. Intensified emotions are taking place with the Moon conjunct Pluto until 3:36 a.m. So whatever the focus is, it's big. So see what it looks like for you, and know that it's a little bit overly big. I mean, sometimes Moon-Pluto conjunction talks obsession. All right. And maybe very helpful if you're focused with a person with like goals. You can get some good, again, review of structures with the retrograde Pluto energy. Done. Waking up on Saturday the 26th, moon in Capricorn, opposing Venus in Cancer, 8:49 a.m. So once again, there's like an echo. It's not as fast and as big of an echo as we had last time the moon joined two planets who've been in aspect. But we know that Venus opposition Pluto energy has been during our week. And here we are with the moon in Capricorn being in the antagonist position for the values of the very nurturing Venus in Cancer. So 8:49 a.m. for that. Void, of course, moon in Capricorn enters Aquarius 10:09 a.m. And here's a difficult day. Be aware, it won't feel too bad until we get closer and closer, but it is moon in Aquarius opposing Mars in Leo. What is the issue? The instinct for freedom and community versus the passion of being the only one. So, loyalty is, So this is a, it's fixed signs. They don't make much of a connection here to try to work things out. So avoid the discussions that could lead to a major confrontation. Venus will enter Leo also at 9:27 p.m. on Saturday. So she's changing her outfit and she's putting on some bling in Leo. I still use that word. She is now still nurturing, but in a different way. She's providing for and she's creating. And she's romantic, but in a very dramatic way. She may be very loyal, even if she is very flirtatious, because limelight is attractive to Venus. She wants attention. Venus ruling the back and the Leo, the lion, ruling the hair, the mane of a lion, we'll see Venus spending money on hair and maybe getting massages and chiropractic adjustments and things that help the back. And she'll be valuing things also that help the heart and the circulatory system. She may be valuing the arts very much so, wanting to do some entertainment activities. And if we're able to now, as they seem to think, this is when a lot of tickets will be sold for concerts and shows. And Venus is in the sign that deals with our children and our creative projects. So she will be bestowing a lot of her love and attention on both of those areas as well. So we have kind of a, I think, a very warm Venus here. Although she can sometimes be extremely self, absorbed. Anyway, we will have her, and she will be there for us in Leo and transiting, bringing some gifts to whatever house has Leo on the cusp, or, some part of Leo will be in that house, and she'll be there. And so she's like, you know, Jupiter's the greater benefic, bigger gifts. Venus still has gifts to give, though. She's the lesser benefic. She actually rules money. So you may be finding money in houses where your transit is happening. Venus in Leo until the 22nd of July. And the question is, will she ever catch Mars? Yes, they will have a very romantic meeting in July, Venus and Mars in Leo. We'll get to that. No need to talk about it now. But if you're, by the way, if you're planning a trip, I'm just throwing this in here, you know, you can get a really good time to leave, and you can see the aspects that are going to happen during your trip and have an idea of how to plan your trip if you get a reading about that. I just did one of those for a friend of mine and picked a really good day to embark, a good day to return. And she now knows the best things to do on all the days that she's away. So, all right, so Sunday the 27th, kind of a downer in the morning. Moon in Aquarius conjunct Saturn, 7:23 a.m. Some will not be getting out of bed, I think, making the choice to continue on and sleep. A little bit of a restriction is on. The plans may have had some change, and that change may be revealed while the moon squares Uranus in Taurus at 9:16 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. And that's also a conflict between the way people want to see money and things like that as we go towards the future. But we do have Moon in Aquarius trine direct Mercury in Gemini until 3:08 p.m. You can start looking at that future. Yes, you can. And getting some good visions for yourself and ideas. And it's also a very great energy for groups and friends. So if you can be with people, that'll be a really nice time. And the moon goes void, of course, after 3:08 p.m. So there is no stopping the flow of this moon in Aquarius and coming off the trine to Mercury. So that should be a nice day once we get past the conflicts for Moon in Aquarius. Scorpio and all the fixed sign moons are having those difficulties with Uranus and Saturn. But right now we also have that Mars thrown in. And eventually we'll have the Sun in Leo, and now we've got Venus there. So at least Mercury is giving Aquarius Moon a happy time. And so we will end it that way. And in the next week, we're going to start, as I said, having those aspects from Mars. We need to focus on that energy and understand when it's taking place. And so that will be something that I will be discussing in detail as we go from the week of the 28th of June to our Independence Day, which is Sunday, the 4th day of July. Okay, so that's it. And I wish you all the best, as I always do, and I will say goodbye for now.